Hey friend, Church D coming at you once again. Thank you for tuning into What Does It Take to Win? I hope you're doing well. Something very significant took place recently, and that is the eclipse. I hope everybody was able to, you know, take a break from their busy schedules and really appreciate what took place during that time. It's amazing that we're all alive and able to be a part of what took place during these times. That's something that we should never take for granted. So that was pretty exciting. Hopefully you weren't one of those people who were looking directly at the eclipse and damaged your eyes, because that's probably not very fun. But anyways, let's jump right in. Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that you can access all of my exclusive content just by clicking the link in the description, so you can have access to my original music. The latest EP that I put out is entitled Perspective, and you can also check out my full discography of my other albums, EPs, and singles as well. If you're looking for instrumentals, beats, background music, music to rap or sing on, go ahead and head over to the link that is in the description and just select where it says Get Beats, and that will take you to my Beats page. You can also check out my Patreon. That's a new service that I provided and has resources for those who are into the worship direction scene. So worship directors, musical directors, if you're looking for like chord charts and loops or click tracks, I have resources available for you. And I'll also be adding more resources for the worship director, for the musical director, or the worship pastor. So you can go ahead and check that out. If you're interested in learning how to play piano, I do have a course that is available. It's a virtual course, so you can go ahead and purchase that, enroll in that course, and within 8 weeks, you'll know how to play at least one or more songs on piano, and you'll have a deeper understanding. I think that's it. If I missed anything, just be sure to click the link in the description and you'll find anything else that I might have missed. Okay, so let's go ahead and jump into the topic for this episode. I was again sitting with this topic for quite a while. As mentioned in the previous episode, I took a little break, mostly just because I had to handle my responsibilities as a husband and a father. Obviously, it's great responsibilities, but sometimes these things can be a bit more demanding, and you have to put a few things on hold before you jump right back into it. So that can actually be a whole nother topic that we discuss on this podcast. But for now, I was just busy. Okay, so to jump into this topic that I'd like to discuss, it deals with pressure. Okay, so the official title of this episode is simply No Pressure. Like I had mentioned, this was on my heart to talk about for a while, so I'm grateful that I'm able to talk about it now, especially after the eclipse took place. I believe that this will be something that's, you know, will provide a pivotal moment for those who listen to this episode. So once again, the title of this episode is No Pressure. Now, some say pressure makes a diamond. And while that method of literally creating a diamond is true, this does not always have to apply to your life, to my life, or to our lives. Sometimes I believe pressure makes a mess, or can even cause a delay to the progress that you're seeking in life. Sometimes we have to take a step back and really take a look at these common sayings, you know, such as pressure makes a diamond, or what is it, a jack of many trades is a master of none, stuff like that. We have to look at these common sayings and really question the validity of them, you know, and does that necessarily apply to our lives? Okay. So for this episode, I'm going to have three focal points. It's a little bit back to normal. If you listen to the last episode, you'll notice that I was sort of not following the same format that I usually follow, because I wanted that to be more free flowing. Okay. So this one is sort of back to the original structure. So the first focal point is, how is pressure affecting your progress? The second focal point, how is pressure affecting you? And the third and final focal point is, how is or how has pressure affected your relationships. Okay. So let's go ahead and get started with the first focal point. Let's first start by asking ourselves, are we comparing? Okay. Another good question to ask, what are we comparing our progress to? Right. So first off, are we comparing our progress, or are we comparing in general? Secondly, what are we comparing our progress to? Another question to ask, who are we comparing our progress to, or who are we comparing ourselves to? Are we placing unnecessary pressure or expectations on ourselves to progress at a speed that simply does not work for us? I've noticed that, you know, when we begin to compare, we unintentionally cause a delay in our progress. It starts off by maybe watching the speed of others, you know, and how they're progressing. And then it can eventually lead to the questioning of ourselves as to why we're not moving at that same pace or same speed. And then with that will come the possibility of being unsatisfied. When this happens, it's like a vicious cycle, because now you're unsatisfied and then you begin to put even more pressure on yourself. And that can lead you to the feelings of wanting to quit or wanting to give up. And that can begin to affect your mental and your emotional health, and lead to possible depression or anxiety. And honestly, that would be a good segue into the second focal point. But before I get there, I would just like to drive this first point home and answer the question, how is pressure affecting your progress? It's simply slowing it down, and it can actually kill your progress if you begin to compare yourselves with everything that I had just mentioned previously. Okay, so yeah, let's move on to the second focal point, which is, how is pressure affecting you? Pressure can affect you mentally, emotionally, and physically. This is my belief. If you're not reaching your goals or even making the grade, right? Pressure can affect your mental and emotional health. I remember when I was coming up in school, you had to score a certain grade within a certain window of time. And I'm not sure if that's still the case these days, honestly. I don't think I've even heard that. I know some people who were in the education system, and that's all I'm going to say. I won't even go any deeper, but I don't think that's necessarily the case anymore. But I digress. Back to what I was saying. You'd have to score a certain grade within a certain window of time. And if you were unable to do so, your intellectual ability was then questioned by those who were teaching you. And I don't even think that's necessarily a great practice, because everybody learns differently. And sometimes it's honestly the instructor's fault, but that's a whole nother podcast that we can dive into that at a later date. Maybe, maybe not. So yeah, you know, your intellectual ability was in question, and that caused a lot of pressure on many students. Some of them were even categorized as having behavioral issues or learning disabilities. And oftentimes that simply was not true. They were just not comfortable in the environment in which they were learning. They were actually intellectually gifted, from what I've seen, you know, and what we see now, in certain cases at least. Now let's talk about me. If you've been listening to this podcast from day one since 2018, well, that's a long time. You know that I have no problem talking about me, because I'm not going to sue myself or get offended at what I say. So back to when I was, you know, coming up in school, I felt pressured for a while. There were a number of things that pressured me. Number one was getting to school on time. That pressured me. Being in school around a bunch of different personalities, that was pressure. The instructors, the teachers, you know, I often got stuck with the worst teachers, on paper at least. I remember a lot of, you know, my peers would say, man, how do you keep getting into these classes? This teacher is terrible. You know, but hey, I stuck it out. But back to pressuring and how it affected me. I remember there would be times in which I was getting ready to go to school, and then I would not feel well. You know, I would start to have this feeling where I'm unwell. And I didn't recognize it back then because, again, I was still a child, you know, still growing up. And so I just sort of tell my mother, hey, I'm not feeling very well. I'm not sure what's going on. So eventually she took me to the doctor to see what was happening. And the doctor checked me out. And he was like, you know, you're perfectly healthy. But I believe that you're just not feeling well because of whatever type of anxiety is happening before it's time to go to school. Okay. And so when I heard that, I had to sort of make up my mind and say, oh, okay. So I'm not going to allow this to beat me. It's not going to defeat me. I'll just try to take the pressure off. So, hey, if I show up a couple minutes late, it's okay. At least I tried to get there. Or if I'm not making straight A's, hey, a B plus isn't that bad. You know, I remember being in college and one of the professors told us D equals degree. Or if a doctor graduates at the bottom of their class, what do you call them? You still call them doctor. You know, not to say that we're not going to put in the effort to be great at whatever we do. It's more so to say, take the pressure off because we're human. So give it your best. Try to do the best you can. Put your best foot forward. But sometimes we might end up falling short, and that's okay. You know, as long as we tried as hard as we could. And so once I took the pressure off myself, I noticed that I was able to perform much better. And now we can even apply that to my endeavors in music. I used to pressure myself to really learn songs a certain type of way. And I still stick to a way of learning and understanding music in excellence. But now, let's say I make a mistake or like my hands become human again, right? I'm not a machine. So let's say I'm playing a song and then I hit the wrong note or I'll hit two notes at once. I'm not going to beat myself up and say, wow, you're a terrible piano player or a terrible musician. I'm just going to say, oops, I made that mistake. There's got to be a way I can cover it and just move on, or I'll find a way to learn from it. And that's how I was able to grow as a musician and as an individual. So I think, you know, that about, you know, sums it up for the second point. Let's go ahead and move on to the third and final point. And that is, how is or how has pressure affected your relationships? Okay, so let's talk about relationships. Let's talk about friendships, business relationships, and of course, romantic relationships. Have you ever had somebody who you considered to be a friend, right? But you felt pressured by them. You felt pressured to always either have to show up for them or to, let's say, do things for them that seem to be pretty much impossible. Or, you know, just pretty much be more to them than they had the capacity to be to you. How did that make you feel? My guess is you probably didn't feel that great and you might have wanted to be a friend of that person, but from a distance. You probably didn't want to be that close of a friend anymore to them. That's pressure in friendships. Let's think about business. Have you ever had a job where, you know, you worked for your manager or your supervisor and they put severe pressure on you? I'm talking about you have to meet deadlines that are simply impossible. I think we've all been there. And the crazy part about that is that manager or supervisor hardly knew how to meet those deadlines themselves. And oftentimes they really didn't even know how to do their job, but they put all of this unnecessary pressure on you. And, you know, you couldn't respond to them the way you would like to respond to them, especially out of pressure, because you need the job, you need the money. And, you know, you're just trying to be a good individual. You don't want that to follow you throughout the course of your career, you know. How did you feel about working in that setting, working in that work environment? I'm guessing you probably did not enjoy that work environment. I know I would not have. And many times that shows in the employee's work and their work performance. You know, you'll notice that if this hasn't happened directly to you, I'm pretty sure some of your coworkers may have came to you and sort of confided or ranted, even though that's against company codes oftentimes. They would start to do less work, right? you'll notice, I think it was the silent quitting era that took place shortly after the pandemic, or probably even during the pandemic, where employees would, you know, they'll show up to work and do the bare minimum, or probably even less than the bare minimum, just to get by because they've mentally checked out. Well, oftentimes that happens due to unnecessary pressure in the working environment. I believe that if the environments were much more pleasant, the overall performance of the employees would be much higher, much better. And I believe they would also enjoy coming to work. A lot of people did not enjoy going into work. You know, you'd have to sit in a long commute and then get to a job, a working environment in which a supervisor or a manager is pretty much harassing you for 8 to 9 hours daily. And then after that, you have your long commute back home where you're just wasting hours of your life away in traffic. That's not something many people would want to look forward to. And that provides, that applies more pressure to your life because you're just like, okay, well, how can I get out of this? I'm not loving this, but I need the money. I can launch out and try something new. How long is it going to take, etc.? So again, that's something else to consider. And finally, let's focus on how pressure affects romantic relationships. So let's look at the timeline to find love, the timeline to marry once you find love, and finally, comparison of other couples. So this kind of breaks down into, you know, three subparts. Okay, so the timeline to find love. Many people pressure themselves and say, by a certain age, I need to have all of this figured out romantically, and then boom, it's just going to work. Like a light will come on, the stars will align, it'll be another eclipse, and everything's going to work out. But that's simply not how it always works out. I would say just take the pressure off. Don't necessarily give yourself a time limit. Like, I know women kind of have to do that because I think medically, a lot of medical professionals are saying there's a certain window in which, you know, if they would like to have children, you know, that has to be the focus. But again, even try not to focus on that too much. Just sort of plan ahead and say, okay, you know, I'd like to find love at this time, without applying pressure to having to find love at a specific time. You know, you sort of just have to go with the flow and say, in God's timing, you know, all of this will work out, right? So if you say, if you're a young woman or if you're a young man and you say, okay, by the age of 23, I should be fully done with, let's say, college. I think that's, yeah, you would finish your first degree at, right, probably 21, 22, depending on when your birthday is. So by the age of 23, I'd like to be married, have my own place to live, and, you know, just, I don't know, do life with my spouse and begin to procreate, whatever the case may be. That doesn't always happen that way. And it's okay if it doesn't happen that way for you. 23 is still pretty young, and you'll have enough time to actually grow and mature into the individual that God would have you to be. Okay, notice how I didn't say the individual that you want to be. It's the individual that God would have you to be. And then, you know, it will all just sort of work out, and you'll be able to find what you're looking for. So take the pressure off of that timeline to find love. Secondly, once you find love, now comes pressure to get married. And this isn't necessarily something that we always put on ourselves, but rather others will put this on us. So I think this is pretty big with women once again. So let's say you're dating this guy, ladies, for a specific amount of time. And he finally proposes. Well, let's backtrack a little bit. He doesn't even propose yet. You guys are just dating. Y'all are good. Y'all are cool. You're not even worried about stuff. Somebody will get into your ear and say, where's the ring at? When's he going to propose? This can begin to cause pressure. This pressure turns into anxiety. Now you're, you know, talking to this gentleman about, when are you going to marry me? This finally happens. He proposes. You got the ring, right? So now you have people in your ears saying, hey, when's the wedding? That's more pressure. These people don't take into consideration all of the costs that are associated with wedding planning. They don't take into consideration mental health. That's a pretty big one. Are you mentally healthy? Is your spouse to be mentally healthy? They don't take into consideration finances and place to live, you know, security, stability. They don't take into consideration these factors, but you'll have people in your ear pressuring you to move forward into something that oftentimes you're not even ready to move forward into, at least, you know, during the window that they want you to move into it. Okay. So take the pressure off. You know, if anybody is in your ear, or if you have your own internal thoughts speaking about the pressure to rush into getting married at a certain window of time, take off the pressure, right? Unless God himself says, hey, I need you guys to get married during this window of time because I have this plan for you, then okay, he'll make it happen. So even that, there's no pressure again. So, okay, once again, you're seeing there's no pressure. All right. And the third and final sub point, comparison to other couples, right? Don't compare yourself to other couples because you're not them and they are not you. Whatever issues, whatever problems they have, you probably don't have the same problems they have, and vice versa. So they might look like the perfect couple on the outside, but behind closed doors, there's no telling what's going on. You might look like the ratchet couple from the outside, but behind closed doors, your hearts are so intertwined with one another, and you know, you're just like, I would say, a godly example for marriage, right? For married couples. So take the pressure off. Don't compare yourself to other couples. Just really just put on blinders and focus on the love that the two of you are building. Okay. I don't know how that turned into like a semi relationship coaching ending, but take from it whatever you can get. That was my third and final focal point, and we are at the end of this episode. So I'd like to just do a quick recap of the three focal points that we focused on during this episode. The first one is, how is pressure affecting your progress? Who or what are we comparing ourselves to? The second point is, how is pressure affecting you? It can affect you mentally, emotionally, and physically if you allow it to. Please don't allow it to. And the third and final point, how is or how has pressure affected your relationships? Whether it's your friendships, whether it's business relationships, or last but not least, romantic relationships. Do not allow pressure to overtake you and have that much control. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I hope it blessed you and I hope it encouraged you. Hey, don't forget to hit that subscribe button and to share this. Share it with your friends, share it with your family, share it with people you don't even like, share it with that person who keeps bothering you for advice. I got you covered. And lastly, if you'd like to connect with me, just click the link in the description for all of my content. I have some great things in store for you. Thanks for tuning in. God bless.